Well, our centenarian member is now home with the Lord. Sarah Agnes McClellan White was born on St. Patrick's Day, 1908, in Carmen, Manitoba, Canada. And she died on Sunday, January 11th, 2009, at her home in Renton, Washington, leaving her earthly life to begin eternity with her precious Savior, Jesus Christ. In May of 1936, she received her United States citizenship. She was married to Joby White and together raised three children, Joby Robert, Judith Elizabeth, and William Allen. Agnes was one of 10 siblings born from Irish and Scottish stock. She was preceded in death by all of her siblings as well as her husband Joby in 1974. And her youngest son, Bill, in 2003. Agnes and Judith have been consistent and regular members, participants in worship and ministry of New Heights Christian Church since October of 1992. Their trailblazers were the founding and retired pastor and his wife from Highlands Community Church of Renton, Dr. Wally and Inez Wilson, who had begun attending New Heights in May of that year. Only in the past couple of years has Agnes been unable to physically be present with us in worship. Agnes would lead her daughter Judith in reciting the 23rd Psalm every night together. As frequently noted in Judy's remembrance tribute, Agnes was a faithful prayer warrior for her family and for our church. Because of the certain hope Agnes had in the promise of new life in Jesus Christ, our sorrow is eclipsed by the joy that she is in the arms of Jesus. Gracious Father, what a day it was so many years ago when Agnes gave her heart to you and through the precious blood of your Son was washed clean of her sin. Every day since, she lived in the hope of this day when she would see you face to face. Thank you for the example Agnes was as a faithful servant. Thank you for her consistent prayers on behalf of family members and friends. Thank you for her quick wit that kept conversations lively. Thank you for her devoted daughter, Judith, whose bedrock support over the years brought comfort and encouragement to her mom. May memories of Agnes continue to inspire trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. On her 100th birthday, two of our gentlemen, David McMullen and Lee Thomas, sang happy birthday to her. It was recorded. This past summer, David preceded Agnes to heaven. So even in watching this, there's some sorrow. But let's enjoy the singing of Lee and David, and then their comment to follow.
Happy birthday, we all wonder who. So let's sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, Agnes. Enjoy the war. I know that you become winter sometimes, but hang in there.
We're going to start with comments from Brittany Thomas. Steve, would you come and give those, would you?
Before I read this letter from my daughter Brittany from Flagstaff, I just want you to know, Judy, I am so grateful for the prayers of Agnes that have gone out for my son and my two daughters, for all of us. And it makes a difference for eternity, and I'm grateful. Well, my daughter called me twice to make sure I wouldn't forget this, so here we go. The following can be read in honor of Mrs. White. There is a lot to say about a lady as strong and feisty as Mrs. White, but I will be brief and comment on just a couple remarkable things. Though almost 101 years old, Mrs. White never lost her sense of humor. In fact, I think she fine-tuned it with age. She made Blake and I laughed the very last time we saw her. One of the first things I did when Blake flew to Washington after we started dating was to bring him to see Mrs. White, because her opinion meant the world to me. I remember how beautiful she looked every time she got her hair done, and how she knew it and loved for you to compliment her on. Mrs. White withstood the indignities of growing old with grace and wit, and she was so confident of where her true home is that she was longing to be there long before we had to let her go. My only regret for her life is that she never saw her beloved Mariners win a World Series. But then again, maybe none of us will. My daughter lives in Arizona now. She can say that. Her life was that long and full on earth is even richer now. And I look forward to being part of it again.
My first memory of Agnes was when I was 7 years old. We were baptized together on the very same day in a very special place called Sambica Bible Camp on Lake Sammamish. Also being baptized that day was my sister Mary and Agnes's daughter Judy. My next specific memory of Agnes was the year I was 11 years old. I accompanied my mother to Agnes's house each week while my mom gave Bill piano lessons. So while they were doing that in the other room, I reported in to Agnes regarding my work in Pioneer Girls Club. She was usually in the kitchen ironing while helping me with scripture memory and other badge work. We did almost 2.5 years of work in that 1 year, and she would always say, "I think you can do more." I felt special to have this one-on-one attention, and it was all the more rich because it was centered around the Lord. That time was a year of crucial spiritual growth for me, meeting with Agnes every week. Now fast forward several decades, and I have really enjoyed visiting Agnes in her home in recent years, bringing the birthday cards that you all have signed from time to time, laughing together, singing, and praying. In all of this, I have felt very privileged to return to Agnes only a small portion of the kindness, attention, and encouragement she gave to me in my early years.
Good morning. My name is Craig Doherty, and that's probably about the easiest words I'll get out this morning. I am, for those of you who are guests, I am elder and chairman of this church, and it's been my privilege over the last 12 years to have known Agnes and Ducky. It's taken me a week to be able to reflect on Agnes White. And she would say, "Quit blubbering. What are you blubbering for?" And her impact on me and my walk with Christ, to say she was inspiring would little capture her real qualities. Adjective after adjective would fall short. She was completely and unabashedly married to our Savior Jesus Christ sometime after the passing of her own sweet husband. She was never without a cognitive moment. Her wit and retorts when we thought she might not be listening were razor sharp and funny as heck most of the time. When I first met Agnes, she was somewhere around her 88th year. She made Larry Clements look like a choir boy in age comparison. Now, as she did then, she would push a wheelchair into church, sit down and wait for Judy to bring her coffee with a red straw. If you knew Agnes, the straw needs no explanation whatsoever. If you were in her path coming into church, you would have to move because she was not going to alter her direction, nor slow down until she was in and seated with coffee in hand. I never saw her rise for a worship song, yet her age gave her the dignity of being able to sit down and listen to the word as it came to her through the worship team up front. I didn't have the privilege of knowing her that long. She brought sunshine with her everywhere she went, and that is the memory I hold in my heart of her. I will take that memory with me always. God has blessed me beyond words, and Agnes was the sunshine that brought that blessing to my eyes. I will miss her greatly.
My sister already told you that we were all baptized together. The first time I remember going to Agnes's house was for a party, and I was in sixth grade. And I had just had another hip surgery, and I remember my dad carrying me down the stairs into your basement. And we just, you know, we always had parties at Agnes's house. She always, I think her life, she wanted her life to be a party, at least part of it. And we had so many times together. And her first memory, she says, of our McCain family is coming to a baby shower for Annette. And I know that's over 50 years ago. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying that. Something that was real special to me about Agnes is that when I hosted a man who came here from Crimea to have surgery, and he had quite a grotesque tumor on his face, and we used to go visit Judy and Agnes, and he loved Agnes. And he went home, he had his surgery, and he's doing fine. But he still continued to have some health issues, and Agnes was always praying for him. And we have a friend that emails for him to me, and I always tell him Agnes is praying for him, or this is going on with Agnes. And it's just, she's been such a support in his life, and he's a Christian. And he just loved Junie and Agnes, and Judy was there with when he had his surgery. But he loved Agnes, and she was a blessing to him. And she also was involved in my mission trips. She was often, she'd give me a little gift, or she would, I know she was praying for me every time I went out of the country. And Agnes is just one of those faithful servants of God, especially with her prayers for other people. It's been mentioned so many times. But God requires faithfulness of us. And she was.
I got to know Agnes 10 years ago when she was quite young, in her 90s. when I first started attending this church. And it was, she was a wonderful woman to get to know. And just, I think, 2 years ago, one of my last memories of her was re-roofing her house. There was a group of young men from this church went and re-roofed their house, and it was a joy to do and go down and visit with her. And she was a wonderful woman. Not very many opportunities you have to get to know somebody who makes it to 100 years old, and that's an added dimension to my life, so I'm grateful for that.
I don't know Agnes at all. My name is Debbie, and I don't even know if Judy really knows me, but after reading her tribute and listening to the tributes that are spoken today, there's one phrase in the song that comes to my mind, and if there's anyone here that does not know the Lord, it's their personal, God, Jesus is their personal Lord and Savior. The phrase that comes to mind is, come, now is the time to give your heart, because I'm sure Agnes would want to see everybody in heaven with her someday.
Thank you.
I went up to visit Ducky and Mrs. White sometime last year while Matt was in Iraq, and I remember sitting by her bed, and she just assured me that she was praying for Matt every day, and I never forgot that. It was such a huge, huge comfort to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lindsay.
I had the privilege of knowing Agnes for a short period of time, and some of my memories were when Judy and she and Bob would go to a place over in West Seattle and listen to Jeebs on his fantastic organ playing, and she really enjoyed that, and I would sit there and watch her. Her eyes would light up, and she really enjoyed getting out and about. I'd like to add one other thing to that thought, that I hope and I pray that we will be able to see Judy more at church now, because she so devotedly stayed with her mom and took care of her, and I think she had the bedside Baptist going on in her house, as she would put it. So, I really appreciate you, Judy. I thank you for the phone call for my birthday. I thank you for being my friend. And I thank you for sharing your mom with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee.
I just really loved Agnes, and it was so nice having her as a neighbor. It became even nicer after both my parents were gone to know that there was an older lady in the neighborhood that was a Christian lady that I could go to for counsel. And she did give me counsel on a number of occasions. And I know, as was mentioned earlier, that it's really been hard for her since the death of Bill. And I think she was ready to go and wasn't quite sure why God was keeping her, but she knew that God had a reason, and I think she trusted in the words of one of her favorite songs, she was standing on his promises.
Mm-hmm. Let me direct your attention to the scripture that's in the memorial folder from Psalm 66, verses 1 through 5. This is the scripture that she would have read on the day of her death from Our Daily Bread. And I thought it was an appropriate psalm for her day. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are Your works. Through the greatness of Your power, Your enemies shall submit themselves to You. All the earth shall worship You and sing praises to You. They shall sing praises to Your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in doing toward the sons of men. Writer for Our Daily Bread writes, what could be more awesome than the love that compelled Jesus to go to the cross for us? Put Him in His proper place as only one who is truly awesome, and praise God for His awesome work in your life. Holy, 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 all the saints adore Thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea, cherubim and seraphim falling down before Thee, which wert and art and evermore shall be. Thank you for your participation in Remembrances of Agnes White.